issued an alert for ice, frost and fog over the next few days. Around 1,800 homes have been flooded due to Storm Henk. Erica Allen's house in Collingham in Nottinghamshire has been affected.
Once it started coming in, it came quite quickly. It didn't come through the doors, it came up through the floors. We've got to wait for the water to go and then go back in and survey the damage, but obviously it's not going to be habitable for a little while.
Passengers have described the moment someone had to be pulled to safety after a chunk of fuselage blew off a plane mid-flight. Video footage shows a huge hole in the side of the aircraft as it made an emergency landing. Alaska Airlines has now grounded its entire fleet of Boeing 737 MAX planes as a precaution. Jessica Montoya explains what happened.
We heard this pop and all the mass, oxygen mass came down. One of the guys that was there, his shirt was sucked out and his phone was sucked out. You could see debris flying in.
Police have confirmed they're investigating the post office for potential fraud over the wrongful conviction of hundreds of former managers. Many were jailed because faulty IT systems suggested money was missing from their branches. A teenager has been charged with the murder of 16-year-old Harry Pittman in North London on New Year's Eve. Police say they've also charged the suspect with possessing an offensive weapon. A cut in national insurance contributions by 2 percentage points for millions of workers comes into effect today. It was first announced in the Chancellor's autumn statement in November. National League side South Maidstone's FA Cup run will continue until at least the fourth round after a 1-0 victory over League One Stevenage in the Tyne Wear Derby. Newcastle 3-0 winners away at fierce rivals Sunderland. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
This is Phoenix FM.
Hey, how you doing? It's 2 minutes past three. Thanks, as always, to Spencer for the weekend right up for the last 3 hours. For the next 3 hours, I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. Good afternoon.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
It's been a rather cloudy day across our area, mostly dry, but there's been the odd patch of light rain or drizzle around. Feeling cold, temperatures are slightly below average for the time of year, and it's breezy along the coast. Maximum temperature for the rest of the afternoon, 6 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with limited clear spells and only localised frost. Showers will reach coastal areas and spread inland and may turn to sleet. Minimum temperature 0 overnight. Sunday we'll see some early showers, perhaps some sleet, but it will die away. There will be some bright or sunny spells. Still feeling cold though, especially on the coast, with a few strong winds there. Maximum temperature tomorrow, 5 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Simply awesome. She dashed by me in painted on jeans, and all head turned 'cause she was the green. In the blink of an eye, I knew her number and her name. Yeah. Said I was the tiger she wanted to tame. I lose my cool when she steps in.
1984, that was a big hit for Billy Ocean and totally revived his career, Caribbean Queen. So, if you didn't hear me the other night on the non-league hour, I'd like to wish you a very happy new year. Welcome into the first Phoenix Sport of 2024 on this Saturday, the 6th of January. It's FA Cup third round weekend, one of the most intriguing weekends in the English football calendar. And there's already been a giant killing today. Maidstone United, the lowest ranked side in the competition, are in the fourth round, having knocked out League One Stevenage. More of that later. Updates on all the other third round sides taking place as well. Some matches in the EFL, including Colchester United, where Danny Cowley is in charge for the first time. They have travelled to Swindon in League Two this afternoon. A full programme of non-league action. Well, the games that haven't fallen foul of the weather anyway. And we have half-time and full-time reports from a featured game in the third Lowdown Division 1 South. And in Garda is a new lodge where Hutton are taking on Dunmo Town. A busy afternoon of rugby union, games in the English Premiership and local rugby returns as well. I'll have a full round-up of the results from that. Racing this afternoon from Wincanton and Newcastle, and their evening meetings at Sutherland Kempton. I'll have with some results from those. A few other sports stories as well. And as per usual, a whole stack of really good music. Hope you can stay with me at least some of the time between now and 6 p.m. And it's live.
feel it. DK121. Look out, baby.
Lenny Kravitz and TK421. So, beginning our focus on the football, going to focus on the FA Cup third round first of all. The first tie took place on Thursday night, and it was at Selhurst Park, an all Premier League for a goalless draw between Crystal Palace and Everton. So they would do it all again at Selhurst Park. Huge controversy during that game as Dominic Calvert-Lewin of Everton was sent off rather ludicrously, in my opinion, for a challenge on Nathaniel Clyne, which, not surprisingly, they have appealed. There was also a draw on Friday night between Brentford and Wolverhampton Wanderers. I finished 1-1. Mopay gave Brentford the lead. Doyle equalised for Wolves. But Wolves had to play most of the match with 10 men after Raul Gomez was sent off after only 9 minutes. Fulham have booked their place in the fourth round after a 1-0 win over Championship strugglers Rotherham United. Bobby de Cordova-Reed scoring the only goal of the match after 24 minutes at Craven Cottage. And there was also a 1-0 win for Tottenham Hotspur in another World Premier League tie against Burnley. And Pedro Porro scored a fantastic goal, 12 minutes from time, to put Ange Postecoglou's side into the draw for the fourth round. So far today, there were a number of lunchtime kickoffs in the Cup, and what a day for Maidstone United of the National League South, the lowest ranked side left in the FA Cup. They hosted League One High Flyers Stevenage at their Gallagher Stadium, and Maidstone won 1-0. They won a penalty in first half injury time that was netted by Sam Corn, and they beat the side who were three divisions higher than them. There are three other sides still, non-league sides, that is, still in the FA Cup. Two of them are in action this afternoon. Eastleigh of the National League away at Newport County, and Chesterfield National League leaders, they are at Watford. Both of those are currently goalless. The other non-league side left are Aldershot Town, who from the National League as well, who travel to Championship West Bromwich Albion tomorrow afternoon. So the biggest tie from this Saturday lunchtime was the first Tyne Wear Derby, really, for 8 years, as Championship Sunderland took on their massive rivals Newcastle United at the Stadium of Light. But there was to be no fairy tale for the Black Cats, as Newcastle ran out 3-0 winners. Sunderland's Daniel Ballard gave the Magpies the lead in the 35th minute as he put the ball in his own net, and two second half goals from Alexander Isaac, the second of which came from the penalty spot, gave Eddie Howe's men a comfortable victory. Also playing this lunchtime, Ipswich Town, despite a dodgy run by their standards of results in the Championship, they've gone five games without a win. They travelled to AFC Wimbledon of League 2 and secured a reasonably comfortable 3-1 victory. Ryan Johnson of AFC Wimbledon gave the Tractor Boys the lead after 8 minutes when he put the ball into his own net. The Dons then won a penalty after 17 minutes, converted by Jake Reeves. Axel Tuanzebe puts Ipswich 2-1 in front 5 minutes before half-time, and a last-minute goal from Jack Taylor sealed Kieran McKenna's men their place in the fourth round. Wimbledon finished the match with 10 men after former Colchester United midfielder Harry Pell was sent off just before the hour mark. And a very good win for another championship side, Coventry City, who hosted Oxford United of League One. And they won by 6-2. There was an all-championship affair at the Den, where Millwall hosted leaders Leicester City, and Leicester narrowly edged through, winning 3-2. Cesare Cazabe put them in the lead on 60 minutes. Ricardo Pereira doubled their lead on 39. Duncan Watmore put a goal back for Millwall on 56 minutes. Thomas Cannon, just after the hour, made it 3-1 to Leicester. Zian Fleming pulled one back for the Lions 4 minutes from time, but Leicester held out for the win. And in the 3 o'clock kickoffs, has been the odd goal so far, and a potential upset at Ewood Park, where Blackburn Rovers of the Championship hosting Cambridge United, and Cambridge have taken the lead. Jack Lancaster scoring for them in the 6th minute. Sheffield United, bottom of the Premier League, they've travelled to League Two, Gillingham, and they've gone into a 1-0 win at Priestfield. William Asula in the 14th minute for the Blades. Norwich City of the Championship hosting League One side Bristol Rovers at Carrow Road. Ashley Barnes gave the Canaries a lead after 12 minutes, but Grant Ward has just equalised for Rovers, so it's 1-1 in that one. Plymouth Old Garland, another Championship club, they are hosting League Two strugglers Sutton United, and the Pilgrims are 1-0 ahead. Adam Randell in the 18th minute for Plymouth. Southampton going very well in the Championship, currently in third place. They are at home to League Two Walsall, and Ryan Fraser has given Saints the lead in the 6th minute there. And potential giant killing, although it's early days, Stoke City of the Championship are at home to Premier League Brighton Hove Albion. Jan-Paul van Heck of the Seagulls put the ball in his own nets in the 16th minute. It's currently Stoke City 1, Brighton Hove Albion 0. All other ties are currently goalless. I'll be going through some other matches when I come back after the break.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from Steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
22 minutes past three. Continue our look at the football. There's just five fixtures in EFL League One this afternoon. Leighton already not in action today. There was a lunchtime kickoff at the Highbury Stadium where bottom club Fleetwood Town hosted Derby County, who are in fine form and currently in the playoff spots. Fleetwood, who have new head coach Charlie Adam, former Liverpool midfielder, who replaced the recently sacked Lee Johnson. Derby took the lead after 27 minutes. Nathaniel Mendes-Lang, the scorer. James Collins doubled their lead just before half-time. Jaden Stockley pulled one back for Fleetwood. 14 minutes from time, but a last-minute goal from Tom Barkhuizen sealed a 3-1 victory for Derby, who are currently in fourth place. No goals so far in the 4:00 kickoffs. Meanwhile, in League Two, Colchester United have a new management team at the helm after Matthew Etherington was sacked after only being in charge since the 21st of October. He was handed his P45 on New Year's Day after a dreadful run of 8 defeats in 9 games has left them in 22nd place in EFL League Two. And he's been replaced by Danny Cowley with, as ever, his brother Nicky assisting him. Danny Cowley is their new head coach. Began his management career at Concord Rangers, of course, before moving to Braintree Town. And he and his brother then moved into the professional game and had tremendous success at Lincoln City before going on to manage Huddersfield and Portsmouth. But now they have taken the reins at the Community Stadium. Not the start they wanted this afternoon, though, because their hosts, Swindon Town, won a penalty after 17 minutes, and that was converted by their veteran striker Charlie Austin. Elsewhere in League Two, Valley Parade has been an early goal. It's gone to the visitors, Crawley Town, in the 12th minute. So it's Bradford City 0, Crawley Town 1. Elsewhere, Crewe have taken the lead at Mansfield. Joe Wyatt in only the second minute for Crewe. And Salford City, another side under new management, they are at home to the bottom club, Forest Green Rovers, this afternoon. And Matt Smith has given Salford the lead at the Peninsula Stadium in only the fourth minute. Moving on to non-league football. In the National League, no game for Dagenham and Redbridge this afternoon, but Southend United are in action. They are hosting FC Halifax Town at Roots Hall, and I understand they have gone into a 1-0 lead. Not sure who scored. Oh, it was Henry Sandat who scored after only 4 minutes. The former Shrimpers youngster, who's coming back on loan from Hull City, he has given them the lead there. Only one other goal in the National League so far, and it's come in a match between Altrincham and Barnet. Naughty winning at 1-0. Alex Newby scoring for them in only the first minute. In Vanarama National South, meanwhile, Chelmsford City have travelled to the south coast to take on Worthing, third at the start of play, and it's been a great start for the Clarets. Freddie Hockey put them in the lead in only the first minute. Charlie Ruff made it 2-0 in the 18th minute, although Worthing have pulled one back in they've pulled one back in the 26th minute. But City still leading 2-1. Elsewhere, Braintree Town are playing Hampton and Richmond Borough at Cressing Road as company goalies. Hampton and Richmond company in second place. Aveley have travelled to Wellington United, and the Millers have made a really good start. They're winning by 2-0. And in the Isthmian Premier League, meanwhile, leaders Hornchurch, they're home to Horsham, no goals in that one so far. Billericay Town are looking to continue their fine run of form. They're away to struggling Kingstonian, no goals there at the moment. Hashtag United, another side in good form. They're away to Dulwich Hamlet, it's 0-0 there. Canvey Island are away to Haringey Borough, and the goals to the lead in only the fifth minute. The company 1-0 up. Elliot Ronto, the scorer there. and in the Eastmian North, Brentwood Town, just outside the playoff spots at the moment, they are at home to second place. Felixstowe and Walton United, but the Suffolk side took the lead in the 12th minute there, coming in winning by a goal to nil. Elsewhere, it's Bowes and Pitsy nil, Witham Town nil, Haywood Smith nil, Enfield nil, Walden Tiptree away to Ipswich Wanderers, and no goals in that one so far. Brightlingsea Region are away to the league leaders, Lowestoft Town, and Lowestoft have gone 1-0 ahead there. The games between Redbridge and Grays Athletic and Walthamstow and Wroxham both fell foul of the weather. A few more goals just before I do the travel news. In the FA Cup, it's Hull 0, Birmingham 1. Managerless Birmingham having dispensed with the services of Wayne Rooney during the week after his short but disastrous reign. They have got in front after 18 minutes at Hull. Blackburn have equalised against Cambridge United in another third round tie. Sammy Smotich for Blackburn after 23 minutes. But Cambridge United of League One are back in front now. Sally Kai has just this minute put them 2-1 ahead at Ewood Park. And it's Bowes and Pitsy 1, Witham Town 0. Bowes have just scored from the penalty spot through Ben Williamson at the Len Salmon Stadium. The time is 28 minutes past 3.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Taking a look at what's happening on the roads across our area. Fairly quiet this afternoon in Brentwood and Billericay, but there's a few things happening elsewhere. The M25 clockwise between junctions J1A and 2 are all lanes are closed because of a police incident. And if you're there, you can expect long delays because it's not expected to clear for around about an hour and a half. Elsewhere on the M25, clockwise it's slow moving between junction 29 for the A127 and junction 30 for the A13. Over in Battlesbridge this afternoon, Hawk Hill is blocked in both directions due to flooding from the A130 Retta to Turnpike to Beaches Road. Elsewhere in Battlesbridge, Watery Lane appropriately is closed due to flooding from Beaches Road up to Holbridge Road. Epping High Street busy in both directions between Stonard Hill and Station Road. Lakeside, there is very slow traffic currently between around the shopping centre and the retail park. Stundersley, Rayleigh Road is busy southbound between the 8127 and Dawes Heath Road. Slow moving traffic on Edinburgh Way in Harlow. Rayleigh High Street and also Crown Hill busy. Regular hotspots in the Chelmsford area. Parkway eastbound is busy going up towards between Rainsford Lane and Highbridge Road. Parkway east going towards the Army and Navy roundabout is also busy, and Baddow Bypass going towards the Army and Navy is busy as well. Springfield Road between Highbridge Road and Victoria Road is busy, as is Victoria Road between Springfield Road and New Street. And in Hadley this afternoon, slow-moving traffic westbound on London Road between Eastwood Road and Rayleigh Road as the A129. And the 8127 London bound, if you're coming away from Southend, it's slow between Nastuda Way and Kent Elms Corner at the moment. Public transport, Greater Anglia Trains, and once again, there is construction work taking place for the new Bewley Park station this weekend, so the main line is closed between Chelmsford and Witham all weekend. Train services from Ipswich, Norwich, Clacton, Colchester and Braintree are all terminating at Witham, and there are replacement bus routes in operation. Meanwhile, on TfL, there is no service between Stratford International and Woolwich Arsenal all weekend on the DLR. You can use the Jubilee line instead between Stratford and Canning Town, and there are replacement buses in operation. Currently some minor delays due to a shortage of trains on the central line, but other than that, things in the capital looking okay. I'll have another travel update around about an hour from now.
¶¶
That's the Human League and Mirror Man. 3:35 on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Brentwood and Billywickie's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb and this is Phoenix Sport. I mentioned earlier that Aveley had got into a 2-0 lead at Welling United in the National League South. That is still the scoreline. I can tell you that Nana Kiai and Alex Hernandez were the scorers for the Millers. And another National League side who have just gone in front of Braintree Town. They are at home to second place Hampton Richmond Borough. Matt Ward has given them the lead after 32 minutes there. Elsewhere, there's a real upset on the cards at Vicarage Road. Chesterfield's Joe Quigley has given the National League leaders the lead at Championship Watford on 28 minutes. And Hornchurch, the leaders in the Eastbourne Premier League, they're at home to Horsham this afternoon, and Liam Nash has given the Urchins the lead after half an hour. In EFL League One, it's Port Vale 0, Charlton 1, Corey Taylor for the Addicts after 27 minutes. In the Southern League Division 1 Central, Waltham Abbey still in the playoff spots despite mixed results of late. They're at home to Leighton Town this afternoon, but the visitors have got in front after half an hour of that game. Elsewhere, there's been a goal in the National League at Stonebridge Road. It's Ebbsfleet United 1, Wealdstone 0. Cisse for Ebbsfleet after 34 minutes. And Maldon Tittree have got in front in their Ipswich Eastbourne North match away at Ipswich Wanderers. Louis Remy, the scorer after half an hour. Just going to talk racing, because there's a couple of afternoon meetings, one of which has just finished, actually, at Newcastle, but the one at Wincanton is still going on. The big race of the afternoon there was the 2:40, the Virgin Bet Best Odds Daily Handicap Chase, and that race was won by number 4, Dibble Decker, priced at 11-2. Second was number 6, Iconic Muddle, priced at 17-2. And in third place was number 3, George Saint, the 2-1 favourite. There were 7 runners in that race. The 2:50 at Newcastle, First World's number 3, Carrageen Castle, priced at 7-2. Second was number 2, On Mem Tomp, priced at 4-1. And third was number 4, Torosay, priced at 10-1. 7 ran. Number 8, Good Old Bill, was the 3-1 favourite, but ended up finishing in fourth place. And in the 3:15 at Wincanton, first was number 7, Rare Clouds, priced at 15-2. Second was number 3, Astronomic View, the 9-4 favourite. And third was number 2, Don't Rightly Know, priced at 5-1. There were a total of 7 runners in that race. There has been another goal at Ewell Park in the FA Cup tie between Championship Blackburn Rovers and League One Cambridge United. Blackburn have equalised. Sammy Smodic with his and Blackburn's second after 37 minutes. Here come the Kooks. She moves in her own way.
So at my show on Monday, I was hoping someday you'd be on your way to better things. It's not about your makeup or how you try to shape up to these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey. So now you pour your heart out, you're telling me you're far out. Not about to lie down for your cause, but you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. Her mindset, tempered furs and spangled boots. Looks are deceiving, make me believe it. And these tiresome paper dreams. Paper dreams, honey, yeah. So won't you go far, tell them you're a keeper. Not about to lie down for your cause. And you don't pull my strings, cause I'm a better man, moving on to better things. In her own way, but oh, she came to my
Blur, and There's No Other Way. More girls to tell you about in the football. In League Two, Forest Green Rovers, the bottom club, have equalised at Salford City, who are under new management. Their new head coach is Carl Robinson. The former Oxford United, Charlton Athletic and MK Dons manager. He replaces Neil Wood, who was sacked just after Christmas after going 8 league games without a win. But Forest Green have equalised Charlie McCann after 39 minutes in that game. Sheffield United are now 2-0 up at Gillingham in the FA Cup third round. William Osula in the 39th minute. He's got their first one after 14 as well. And there's been two goals in quick succession at Loftus Road, where Championship strugglers Queen's Park Rangers have gone 2-0 up against Premier League AFC Bournemouth. Sinclair Armstrong in the 40th minute and Lincoln Dykes in the 42nd were the QPR scorers. And in the National League, it's Solihull Moors 1, Woking 0, James Clark in the 42nd minute. Another goal in the National League has come in a game between Dorking Wanderers and Oldham Athletic, and it's visitors Oldham who have gone 1-0 up there. And Danny Cowley is finding out what a job he has got on his hands at Colchester United. They have gone 2-0 down at Gillingham in League 2 after conceding a penalty after 17 minutes scored by Charlie Austin. Tom Brewitt has got a second for the hosts in the 43rd minute. And in the FA Cup third round, Eastleigh, one of the non-league sides still in the competition of the National League, are going to have to play the rest of their tie at Newport. With 10 men, George Langston has been dismissed late in the first half there. And the very first half-time score has come through, this one from the Isthmian North. Lowestoft Town, the leaders, 1, Brightley Sea Regent, 0.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Hospices do more than just help people at the end of their lives. They provide social groups, family support, care at home and care in the hospice for patients, their families and carers. St Francis Hospice is your local hospice, supporting the people of Havering, Brentwood, Redbridge and Barking and Dagenham for the past 35 years. We're here whenever you need us, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To find out more, visit us at sfh.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Mandy Cullen. I'm here to tell you all about Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers, which is every Saturday on Phoenix 98 FM. We play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all the songs we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me, Mandy Cullen, every Saturday between 6 and 8, Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers on Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM. Some more scorelines from the football. Braintree Town are having a great first half against Hampton Richmond Borough in the National League South. Jack Coulthurst has just made it 2-0 for the Iron just before half-time. Elsewhere, League One, Port Vale have equalised against Charlton in first half injury time in League One. Ethan Chisley is going for the penalty spot in that one. It's now Wedding United 0, Avely 3 in the National South. I'll see if I can find out in a while who the scorer of that goal was, but a great first half for the Millers. FA Cup, it's now Blackburn 3, Cambridge United 2. Sammy Smodic has completed his hat-trick in first half injury time for the Championship side. Colchester are still losing at Swindon in League 2, but they have pulled a goal back in first half injury time. Jay, the scorer of that goal. And quite a few half times have now come through, so I'm going to run through those. FA Cup, it's Plymouth Argyle on Sutton United 0. Ismere North, Hayley Swifts 0, Enfield 0. EFL League 1, Exeter 0, Carlisle 0. FA Cup third round, Newport 0, Eastleigh 0. Although Eastleigh have had George Langston dismissed, so we'll have to play the rest of the tie with 10 men. EFL League 1, meanwhile, it's Burton Albion 0, Wickham Wanderers 0. Hornchurch, the Eastman Premier League leaders 1, Horsham 0 at the break at Bridge Avenue. League 2 of the EFL is Barrow 0, Tranmere 0. In the FA Cup, it's Norwich City 1, Bristol Rovers 1. It's been Premier League. Haringey Borough 0, Canvey Island 1, now confirmed as a half-time score. EFL League 1, it's Cheltenham 0, Portsmouth 0. National League, no goals in the first half between Hartlepool United and Oxford City. Braintree Town 2, Hampton and Richmond 0, now confirmed as a half-time score in the National League South. And Chesterfield are 45 minutes away from a huge scalp in the FA Cup. The National League leaders are 1-0 up away to Championship club Watford. Half-time at Priestfield, also in the FA Cup, is Gillingham 0, Sheffield United 2. League 2, it's Bradford City 0, Crawley Town 1. These are all half-time scores. In the National League, Solihull Moors 1, Woking 0 is now confirmed as a half-time score. National League is half-time at Roots Hall, and it's Southend United 1, FC Halifax Town 0. In the National League South, Worthing 1, Chelmsford City 2 is the half-time score. Goalless in actually the Eastman Premier League between Kingstonian and Binwiki Town. League 2, Salford 1, Forest Green 1 is now confirmed as a half-time score, as is Ebbs Fleet 1, Wealdstone 0 in the National League. Eastman North, Maldon Tiptree, a goal up at the break away to Ipswich Wanderers. Queen's Park Rangers 2, Bournemouth 0, now confirmed as a half-time score at the FA Cup, as is Hull 0. Birmingham 1 and Southampton 1, Walsall 0. Eastbourne North, Bowes and Pitsey 1-0 up at the break against Witham Town. Waltham Abbey 1-0 down at half-time in their game against Leyton Town in the Southern League Division 1 Central. EFL League 2 is Mansfield 0, Crewe 1 at the break. No goals in the first half in the National League between Rochdale and Kidderminster. Blackburn 3, Cambridge United 2, now confirmed as a half-time score in the FA Cup. League 2 at the break, it's Swindon 2, Colchester 1. And in the National League at half-time, it's Dorking 0, Oldham 1. Brighton have equalised in the FA Cup at Stoke. Purvis Estupinan in the 6 minute of time added on at the end of the first half has levelled the scores for the Premier League club. National League, no goals in the first half between Maidenhead United and Bromley. And great first half for Avely at Wedding United. 3-0 up, as I mentioned earlier, at Welling. And that's now confirmed as a half-time score, as is that FA Cup score between Stoke and Brighton. That is now confirmed as one apiece.
Somehow I fills my mind. I get religion quick, just looking to buy. Honey, I'm touching something, you're touching me. I'm under your thumb, under your spell. Can't you see? If I could only reach you, if I could make you smile, if I could only reach you, that would really be a breakthrough. Oh yeah.
Queen and Breakthrough. Getting back to the football, Altrincham 2, Barnet 0 in the National League. Lewis Baines adding a second for Altrincham deep into first half injury time. Still being played, I think. Porto 1, Charlton 1. That is a half-time score from EFL League One. And the half-time whistle has gone over at the Brentwood Centre Arena, and Brentwood Town are a goal down in their match against Felixstowe and Walton United in the ESPN North. By the way, I mentioned that Avely is 3-0 up at half-time at United. I can confirm it was Charlie Hughes who scored the third goal for the Millers. Fantastic first half for them, and they seem to be hitting form now after a disappointing run of results going towards the end of 2023. Got two half-time scores from the two matches taking place in Rugby Union's Gallagher English Premiership this afternoon. It's Exeter Chiefs 26, Northampton Saints 14, and it's Leicester Tigers 12, Saracens 10. That is also a half-time score. Last night, Harlequins went top of the Premiership after a 24-3 win away at bottom club Newcastle, and Sale's win of 12 home wins was brought to an end by their visitors Bristol, who beat them by 22 points to 14. One more racing result. It comes from the last race of the afternoon at Newcastle, the 3:25. First was number 4, Yelland, 15-8 favourite. Second was number 10, Glory Heights, priced at 13-2. Third was number 5, Scalloway Bay, priced at 22-1. There were a total of 9 runners in that race. Just coming up to 4 o'clock, so we're going to catch up on the latest news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.